welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to music from artists such as Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Dave Brubeck, and Louis Armstrong, all jazz musicians who undertook international goodwill tours under the auspices of the U.S. State Department during the 1950s and 60s. It's Jazz Goes to the Cold War, tonight on Nightlights.
On Dizzy Gillespie, it was clear to the local press, he quelled the riots of far off Greece, restored the place to comparative peace.
That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange.
When Diz blew, the riots were routed, people danced and cheered and shouted, the headlines battered, the hour was his, they dropped their stones and they rhymed with this.
That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange.
'57. He did such a good job, we started sending jazz all over the world. The State Department has discovered jazz. It reaches folks like nothing ever has. Like when they feel that jazzy rhythm, they know we're really with them. That's what we call cultural exchange. No commodity is quite so strange as this thing called cultural exchange. Say that our prestige needs a tonic, export the Philharmonic. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. We put Oklahoma in Japan. South Pacific we gave to Iran. And when our neighbors call us vermin, we sent out Woody Herman. That's what we call cultural exchange. Hirschwind gave the Muscovites a thrill.
When Foggy and Bess.
Weinstein was the darling of Brazil.
And isn't he here?
And just to stop internal mayhem, we dispatched Martha Graham. That's what we call cultural exchange. That's what we call cultural exchange. We'll get John to send out Jackie.
You mean Jackie Robinson?
No, man, I mean the First Lady. That's what we call cultural exchange. Oh, that's what we call cultural exchange.
The vocalese trio of Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross joining Louis Armstrong for Cultural Exchange from Dave and Iola Brubeck's 1962 Ode to the Civil Rights Movement, The Real Ambassadors, which also cast, as you heard, a somewhat ironic eye at the United States Department's use of jazz in the Cold War. The United States sponsorship of jazz tours during the Cold War is the theme of this Nightlights program. Penny von Eschen has published a book about the subject called Satchmo Blows Up the World, and we'll be referring to it as well as playing related music by the artist who did the tours. The first tour was in 1956, and a little bit of backdrop for 1956, the Cold War was certainly very much going at its height. The Soviet Union invaded Hungary that year. We were a year away from Sputnik. Many countries under Western colonial power were achieving independence or fighting for it. There was the Suez War in the Middle East. Martin Luther King was beginning to lead civil rights protests in the American South. So it was a pretty turbulent time. The United States was already beginning to use jazz for cultural propaganda purposes. DJ Willis Conover's Voice of America jazz program, Music USA, was very popular in the Eastern Bloc and in post-colonial countries. You also have jazz starting to make a paradigm shift around that time. Just a couple of years before, it had still been considered marginal enough to be used as the music of rebellion in Marlon Brando's movie, The Wild One. But suddenly, 1956, it's rock and roll that's the music of rebellion, and it's jazz that the State Department is seizing upon as a means of promoting American interest overseas. Willis Conover compared jazz to a political system. Penny von Eschen quotes him in Satchmo Blows Up the World as saying, "Jazz is a cross between total discipline and total anarchy. The musicians agree on tempo, key, and chord structure, but beyond this, everyone is free to express himself. This is jazz, and this is America. That's what gives this music validity. It's a musical reflection of the way things happen in America. We're not apt to recognize this over here, but people in other countries can feel this element of freedom. They love jazz because they love freedom." Although it's Louis Armstrong who became known as Ambassador Satch, he was not the first jazz artist to make a State Department-sponsored tour. He had certainly played a lot overseas, and we'll hear some music later in the program from a documentary that he did with famed newsman Edward R. Murrow. But Armstrong didn't do a State Department tour until 1960. There had been plans to send him to the Soviet Union in late 1957, but Armstrong scotched those after the segregated school crisis in Little Rock, Arkansas. "The way they are treating my people in the South," he said, "the government can go to hell." He called Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus an uneducated plowboy, chastised U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower, and said, "It's getting so bad a colored man hasn't any country." It was actually Dizzy Gillespie who led the first jazz tours under the auspices of the State Department. He did two tours in 1956, the first taking him to the Middle East and the Near East, and the second to South America. It was the first time he'd led a big band since 1950, and the band he put together included Phil Woods, Billy Mitchell, Benny Golson, Quincy Jones, and Melba Liston, some real jazz luminaries there. Some of the shows on this tour were recorded. We'll hear a live version of Manteca and then a studio composition of Gillespie's inspired by the tour called Tangerine. In 1992, Dizzy Gillespie, shortly before his death, would meet South African leader Nelson Mandela. Mandela told Gillespie that his music helped sustain Mandela during his 26 years in prison. Dizzy Gillespie and Manteca on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie, a tangerine drawn from tango themes that he'd collected in Buenos Aires during the State Department tour that comes off the album Burke's Works, one of several albums Gillespie recorded after doing the State Department tour with the big band. Other albums called World Statesman and Dizzy in Greece, obviously playing upon this recent development in Gillespie's professional career. Before that, we heard Manteca from Dizzy in South America, Volume 1. Gillespie's tour inaugurated a relationship between the State Department and jazz that would last for two decades. Penny Von Eschen, in her book Satchmo Blows Up the World, writes, "For more than two decades, all over the globe, America was associated with jazz, civil rights, African-American culture, and egalitarianism, not because the jazz ambassadors claimed to represent a free country, but because they identified so deeply with global struggles for freedom." For Gillespie himself, the State Department tours were musically fruitful. In Buenos Aires, he was introduced to a young jazz pianist and arranger, Lalo Schifrin, who would go on to collaborate with him. He was also introduced to bossa nova and also participated in some jazz and samba fusions. As for diplomacy, Gillespie often bucked his State Department handlers. According to Von Eschen, Gillespie later said, "I sort of liked the idea of representing America, but I wasn't going to apologize for the racist policies of America." Although the Gillespie tours were considered a success, there was some resistance, too, in quarters of Congress to the idea of the government subsidizing jazz concerts. And there was also the problematic tension of promoting American freedom abroad with black jazz musicians while images of violence being done to black civil rights protesters in the U.S. were being transmitted all around the world. It was partly this tension, or this hypocrisy, that inspired Dave Brubeck and his wife to write The Real Ambassadors, a musical civil rights project that revolved around Louis Armstrong. The project also included acerbic asides about the State Department's discovered jazz. Brubeck had gone on his own State Department tour in 1958. He was supportive of such efforts. He remarked, "Sending a jazz combo abroad cost a lot less than the tip of a wing for a fighter plane." Here's The Real Ambassador from Dave Brubeck's album of the same name.
Who's the real ambassador? It is evident we represent American society, noted for its etiquette, its manners, and sobriety. We have followed protocol with absolute propriety. We're Yankees to the core. We're the real ambassadors, though we may appear as bars. We are diplomats in our proper hats. Our attire becomes habitual, along with all the ritual, the diplomatic corps. Has been analyzed and criticized by NBC and CBS. Senators and congressmen are so concerned they can't be said. State Department stands and all your coup d'etat have met success and caused this great uproar. Who's the real ambassador? It is evident we represent American society, noted for its etiquette, its manners, and sobriety. We have all a protocol with absolute propriety. We Yankees to the core. We're the real ambassadors, though we may appear as bars. We are diplomats in a proper hands. Our letter comes habitual, along with all the ritual, the diplomatic corps. Has been analyzed and criticized by embassy and CBS, senators and congressmen, so concerned they can't set state process and monitor who does manage to cross this great uproar. Who's the real ambassador? Yeah, the real ambassador!
I'm the real ambassador. It is evident I was sent by government to take your place. All I do is play the blues and meet the people face to face. I'll explain and make it plain. I represent the human race and don't pretend no more. Who's the real ambassador? Certain facts we can't ignore. In my humble way, I'm the USA. Though I represent the government don't represent some policies I'm for. Oh, we learn to be concerned about the constitutionality. In our nation, segregation isn't a legality. Soon our only differences will be in personality. That's what I stand for. Real ambassador, yes, the real ambassador.
In his humble way, he's the USA. Though he represents the government don't represent some policies he's for. Oh, we learn to be concerned about the constitutionality. In our nation, segregation is the coming reality. Soon our only differences will be in personality.
That's what I stand for.
He's the real ambassador, yes, the real ambassador. God created man in his image and likeness.
They say I look like God.
In the image of God created me then.
Could God be black, my God?
In the image of God created me then.
If I'm a man in the image of thee,
male and female created me then.
Could thou perchance a zebra be? Can it be
created he then?
No, not he.
These are the generations of the heaven.
He's watching all the earth.
These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth.
He's watched us from our birth,
and God's all everything that he had made.
And if he cared if you black or white,
and behold it was very good,
he'd mix one color one just right.
These are the generations,
black or white,
of the heavens and of the earth,
one just right. Oh Lord, please hear my plea. Oh, give me eyes to see that our creation was meant to be an act of God to set man free. Choice to be alone on earth or one with thee.
Perfect love casteth out all fear.
When God tells man he's real. really free.
Love is his brother also.
Really free.
Remember who you are and what you represent. Always be a credit to your government. No matter what you say or what you do, the eyes of the world are watching you. Remember who you are and what you represent. Represent, represent, represent.
When controversy enters, you retreat. Remember who you are and what you represent.
Represent, represent, represent. And what you represent. Jelly rolling Basie helps us to invent a weapon that no other nation has, especially the Russians can't paint jazz. Remember who you are and what you represent.
Represent, 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 represent.
Louis Armstrong and trombonist Trummy Young singing Remember Who You Are from Dave and Iola Brubeck's civil rights musical, The Real Ambassadors. We also heard from that They Say I Look Like God and the title song. Ironically enough, Dave Brubeck in 1958 and Duke Ellington in 1963 both went through Iraq on their State Department tours and both got stuck there during coups. In fact, when Ellington was there, jets attacked the presidential palace in Baghdad, not far from where the band was staying. Ellington's State Department tour of the Middle and Near East in 1963 followed right on the heels of My People, a civil rights musical Ellington had done in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. They played Syria, Jordan, India, Sri Lanka, and Iran, among other countries. Like other artists on the tours, the Ellington band spent a lot of time meeting with governmental dignitaries, royal families, and diplomats, and also a lot of time trying to escape their handlers to socialize and play with local musicians. In fact, musicians on the State Department tours frequently complained that they were playing too much for officials and wealthy citizens and not enough for regular people. Ellington's tour ended prematurely in Turkey after the band's dinner was interrupted with the news, "The president's been shot." Trumpeter Herbie Jones recalled thinking, "Well, yeah, okay, everyone's always getting shot around here." Then somebody said, "Our president." The Ellington band ended up flying home not long after the death of American President John F. Kennedy. Ellington and collaborator Billy Strayhorn, however, incorporated their experiences into the Far East Suite, which came out several years later. Here's the Duke Ellington Big Band with Tourist Point of View on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Duke Ellington Big Band with Blue Pepper, Far East of the Blues. And we also heard Isfahan and Tourist Point of View, all of those recorded in December of 1966 and released on the album Far East Suite, album that was inspired by Ellington's State Department tour travels in 1963. Penny Von Eschen states that from Dizzy Gillespie's first State Department tour in 1956 through Ellington's 1963 journey through the Middle East that, quote, the jazz tours had been suffused with the spirit and optimism of the civil rights movement, unquote. Later tours would prove to be more problematic as civil rights tension and violence continued to escalate at home in America, and we'll explore that history and more music from the State Department tour artist in a future edition of Nightlights. We'll conclude this program with music from Edward R. Murrow's 1956 documentary Profile of Louis Armstrong and the conclusion of Dave Brubeck's The Real Ambassadors.
And Geneva, as it had been in Berlin, Hamburg, where there had been riots, in Amsterdam and Copenhagen, America's old-fashioned weapon was a blue note in a minor key. Everywhere that Louis and his all-stars traveled, there were crowds to meet them. Louis Armstrong, who had helped move jazz out of the New Orleans honky-tonks to Chicago and New York, who had pushed it across the oceans to the capitals of Europe, was taking it to the provinces. But most of all, Satchmo loves Paris.
and Paris loves Satchmo. Robert Frost has written, "There is a time when work and need are one, when avocation and vocation are united." Thus it has been with Louis Armstrong ever since a New Orleans orphanage gave him his first horn.
This next one on the Prime Minister, Black and Blue. Cold empty bed, springs on his leg. Like old Ned, wished I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face. But those how would it end? Ain't got a friend, only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend, my only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? trumpet, the blue and clear, telling me the day is near, the day that I've been waiting for, bring peace to earth forevermore. And there's people looking down at me saying, blow your horn, set man free. One blast that the whole world can hear, circle the earth and wipe out all fear.
Transgressions and their sins. The wicked are like the waters of a troubled sea. Undo the burden, let the oppressed go free.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Come on, Sasmo,
blow, Sasmo, blow, Sasmo, make that trumpet roar.
Sasmo, blow forevermore.
Blow Sasmo, make that trumpet roll.
Blow Sasmo,
can it really be that you set all people free?
Joshua stood at the wall, God told him it would fall. Come on, Sasmo,
blow Sasmo, blow Sasmo,
give that horn your all. Joshua had just a horn, Jericho held him his crown.
Come on, Sasmo, blow Sasmo,
blow
Sasmo, that's why you were born.
You can wear the crown,
blow Sasmo.
Take us by the hand, lead us to that promised land.
Can't you hear us? You can hear us. Hear us talk and talk and see. Can't you hear us? You can hear us. Hear us talk and talk and see. Can't you hear us? You can hear us. Hear us talk and talk and see.
The good Lord set us free,
blow Sasmo. Make that trumpet roar,
blow Sasmo.
Go forevermore,
blow Sasmo.
Can it really be that you set all people?
Been waiting so long, Lord, how long will it be? Been waiting so long, Lord, an eternity. Been waiting so long, Lord, will it ever see? The day that we long for, the day will be free. 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 So heavy the load, Lord, oh help us to pray. So heavy the load, Lord, oh don't let us stay. So heavy the load, Lord, the sky's looking gray. Oh lift up the load, Lord, and show us the way. 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 We're going to heaven, we're going to fly. We're going to heaven, way up in the sky. We're going to heaven, oh sweet by and by. And we will be free, Lord, the day that we die. The day that we die. The day that we die. The day that we die.
That's Louis Armstrong with Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross doing the finale from Dave and Iola Brubeck's The Real Ambassadors. We also heard Armstrong doing What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue and Oh, Didn't He Ramble from Satchmo the Great. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights. Penny Von Eschen's book Satchmo Blows Up the World, Jazz Ambassadors Play the Cold War, is available from Harvard University Press. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on our webpage at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.
Now I go. Now I think you know as much as old Satchmo.